In the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., there lived for many years in the 60s and 70s a magnificent regal white tiger by the name of Mohini. White tigers are only really found in India, but this white tiger, Mohini, was presented as a special gift to President Eisenhower and the people of the United States in 1960. For many years, this tiger Mohini, her home was an old lion house at the zoo, which was a typical 12 by 12 foot cage with iron bars and a cement floor. Mohini would spend her days pacing restlessly back and forth in her very cramped quarters. Eventually, biologists and the staff that felt bad that Mohini was trapped in such a small space worked together and created a natural habitat for her. It had several acres with hills, trees, a pond, a variety of vegetation. They did everything they possibly could to make an enclosure that resembled a natural habitat for Mohini, to allow her to finally stretch and express her natural self as one of nature's most splendid and powerful creatures after living for so many years in a cramped cage of 12 by 12 feet. Finally, the day came, the big day of releasing Mohini into this large natural habitat. A large, excited crowd gathered with press, with the new journalists, to witness this much-anticipated event. And finally, they opened up Mohini's cage, but to everyone's surprise, instead of frolicking and running in joy in her new sprawling enclosure, Mohini headed straight for a perimeter wall at the enclosure's edge. And at that wall, Mohini started to pace around in an imaginary cage, just like she had in the cage that she had been locked up into for years. It was too late. She was so used to spending her time ceaselessly, restlessly pacing in a 12 by 12 area that now, even though she had the opportunity to run around with tremendous freedom, she was stuck and spent the rest of her life in a tiny corner, taking refuge in a little corner by the wall, oblivious to the freedom and choices she had, continuing just to pace back and forth in the same 12 by 12 area in a little corner of this huge compound. I read about this a couple of months ago, and since then this image has been going through my head, and I think it's the best mashal, the best parable for the opportunity given to us by tshuva, the opportunity given to us to repent, which basically means the ability to break out of the cage we've been living in, the chance to go out of our box, expand our horizons. And yet the biggest tragedy in so many of our lives is that even though freedom is possible, we could still spend years trapped in the same old patterns. We so often spend our lives living within a mental space we created in our minds, which might be tiny and iron with a cement floor, but we're so used to it that we become incapable of accessing the freedom, the joy, and the power we have to be able to dance and sing, jump out of what we thought were the cages, the bars that bind us, and become completely new people. So many of us have defined to ourselves, in ourselves, what it means to be a Jew 5, 10, 20, 40 years ago, and we're still stuck in that same definition, in that same cage. Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the time that we're let out of that cage, and we could choose to realize that we don't have to spend the rest of our lives pacing back and forth in the same definition of what it means to be a Jew. We could use our ability, we could use our birthright, the divine soul that we have within us that's infinite. We have an infinite potential to break out of that cage and now starts jumping, skipping, frolicking in the area of infinity. We could redefine completely who we are, what we are, and what we're capable of. If I thought until now that I can't learn a page of Gemara a day, learning a page of Gemara a day is impossible. You could break out of that cage this time of year. Or if I thought that if I do Daf Yomi, I'm a good enough Jew, that became my cage, and one could break out of that and start making sure to learn every single day some teachings of Chassidus, some meditations about Hashem. If I've only been giving a tenth of my money to charity, I could break out of that cage and give even more than that. Or if I thought that closing my eyes and meditating about Hashem for 5 minutes was something so completely out of my reach, this is the time of year for us to believe in the ability we have, the infinite soul we have, not to spend the rest of our lives pacing back and forth in a construct of what it means to be a Jew that we built so many years before, but rather breaking on through from the other side to an expansive, infinite place of connecting to Hashem in ways that until now we didn't think possible. Let's be creative, courageous, and authentic Jews, always dedicating ourselves to growing more and more every day.